Well, what a pleasure it is to have my friend Missy Pinkle from LO Profile Magazine. Missy, first of all, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas. You know, I mean, what a great 2023.
Oh, yeah.
We're ready to rock into 2024, right?
You guys are, I mean, consistently, I was telling somebody a few weeks back about you. And I mean, it was all good. Don't worry.
No.
But I did say they, because I gave you credit, but I also gave your staff credit. I said they put out such a quality product there at LO Profile Magazine, and
people. Oh my gosh, we just had our staff party last night.
Did you really?
It was crazy. You know.
Yeah.
We had Santa Claus come in by helicopter.
Wow.
Down in.
Well, see,
yeah,
that, you know, that's the kind of influence that Missy has. She brings Santa Claus to the Christmas party.
Hey, celebrity sightings. You know, it's always in the magazine, and if we can find one, we'll take their picture. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it was fun. We had a great time. We're celebrating November, December. It's the holiday issue. It's about planning and event planning and getting together with family and friends and how to do it right and who to use to get it done, caterers, photographers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing a little catering myself this Christmas. I've felt a little bit lazy on the kitchen apron thing.
Well, see, now, don't take this as an insult, Missy, because I certainly don't mean it that way. I'm just saying it's my own take on it. You don't strike me as somebody that spends a lot of time in the kitchen, like in terms of cooking and everything like that. Am I right?
Okay. You know what? I don't spend a lot of time in there, but when I do, it rocks. I mean, me and Betty Crocker can rock it
really?
Out.
Really?
I'm not kidding you.
So you're good at it. Well, I retract my statement then. See,
yeah.
You just never know with people.
No, once I start cooking, my kids are never, it's like, Mom, it's so good. It's so, you know, it's so much better. And da, da, da. So I don't know. I love cooking. It's this therapy for me.
Well, what is Coach like? When you make something, like when you want to make something for him, what does he like?
It's salmon. It's my salmon. It's fresh salmon, 20 minutes, olive oil it up, a little seasoning, only 20 minutes at 350. It comes out perfect.
Wow. Well,
not dry.
Now we might have people saying, can I get Missy's recipe? So I might be coming back to you for this. Okay.
It's the seasoning.
That's what
it is the season.
Comes down to that. Yeah, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Actually, I want to tell you that I love my staff. They're so good. They're so community oriented. All of them have some kind of position on some board or charity or civic organization or nonprofit. And I just wanted to celebrate them last night and all the efforts that they put into Profile. And, you know, our objective at Profile is to promote the community and everything and everyone in it, and them being a part of it and sharing their time with nonprofits means as much to me and the magazine as the hours they put in for the magazine. And I just celebrate them. And but you know, right now we're talking about March, April. I mean,
wow, you're really that far ahead. Okay.
January, February, winter present. And let me tell you this, here's a drum roll for you. It is our big business issue, January, February, and of course the biggest business of all, other than our Lake Area mm-hmm. wonderful business owners, is government. And so there are only two remaining World War II POWs
wow.
in the state of Missouri.
Holy
and
cow.
Both of them are a cover story, and we are celebrating them on the cover of their beautiful story. And it's an agonizing story, heartwarming story. Their time as a POW in Germany.
Oh,
is
my goodness.
Crazy.
I cannot imagine.
But guess what? Both of them are going to be at our launch social, which is January 4th.
Okay.
And it's from a new time, 4 to 6 p.m.
Okay, that's a Thursday night, so.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's going to be at, drumroll, the Governor's Mansion.
Oh, my gosh. Any chance? Okay, let me just throw it out there. Any chance the Gov himself is going to be there?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, and Lieutenant Governor Kehoe.
And Mike as well. Oh, that's awesome.
Lieutenant Governor Kehoe helped a lot in getting it all set up.
And oh, yeah.
It is going to be RSVP only. So if your name is, if you do not RSVP and your name is not on the list, you'll have a hard time getting in to meet our POW. So the invitation is going to go out later this afternoon.
Okay.
And the RSVP on there actually will go to the governor's staff.
Okay.
And they will be taking these names, and those will be the names at the door. So it is very important to
RSVP. Well,
yes.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I will be keeping an eye on my email, Missy, just saying. Okay, that's all I'm saying about that. I got nothing else to say about that. That's all.
It's going to be a wonderful celebration because the whole mansion still will be decorated still in their Christmas, and it's just gorgeous. And, of course, which is a weird thing, we didn't know this, but it's decorated American heroes.
Oh,
so everything's red, white, and blue Christmas decorations. We're just blessings come to us, and I don't know how, but Profile's blessed, and it's blessed to have you, Kevin, helping us with our promotions. And
I'm just the big mouth that from time to time it tells about it, but I appreciate that. Actually, Missy, we're visiting with Missy Pinkel from Yellow Profile Magazine. You guys just what was it? The milestone anniversary issue you just did. It was wasn't 20th or was it?
No, we're on 16.
16,
so we're on our 17th year right now.
Okay.
And everybody keeps wondering when I'm going to retire. And I said, well, I got to at least make it to 20.
Oh, you're not going to retire. Get out of here. You don't want to retire.
I can't. Right now, Miss Missouri is going on our March, April health and wellness. And it's our pets, the love of pets issue. Mm-hmm. And she is on the January 5th going to competition for Miss America. And we are pulling for her.
Yeah.
Everybody is very hopeful. She's got great chance to be our Miss America, and if so, again, we're blessed as a magazine to publish her story. Whether or not she is Miss America or not, Miss Missouri, we get a chance to tell her story. It's a tough road for those girls, and they do a great job, and they represent the state really well.
Miss Missouri alone is quite a feather in her cap, but if you move it up to Miss America, holy cow, that's pretty amazing.
Well, I wish her well. She's only going to be on the road here after the holidays.
For sure. And what is her name again, Missy?
Oh, Haley Leach.
All right, very good. Well,
Haley Leach.
Keep an eye out for Haley. You never know. This is a pretty big thing. So
it is a big thing. So, and you're done, right?
This is it. Today is it for me. I don't put it like that. People are going to think, speaking of retiring, no. My buddy Mike Clayton, who also does this for another radio station, he just called it quits as a career. And Mike's a good guy, man. He's been doing this a long time. No, in fact, it's funny. We were just talking about retirement. I know you love what you do. So I don't see you at all saying, I don't want to do this anymore. And people say to me all the time, are you ever going to retire? I go, no, I'm just going to keel over in front of the microphone one day and that'll be it. That'll be my retirement right there. So,
gosh, that's great. I love what we do. I really love to write. I love pictures and stories together.
So why would you stop doing it? Just because you reach a certain age or a milestone or whatever, right?
No, I always do this. Rumors out there. Missy's behind the. This is her little nugget of hobby, I guess.
Plus, you don't want Coach looking at you saying, "Missy, will you get out of this house for a while? You're driving me crazy."
That never happens.
But if you're gonna stick around here, make some salmon for me, will you? So.
Yeah, that's exactly. Oh my gosh.
That's what's coming. Do you remember, Missy? Let me ask you this. Do you remember the first? I'm sure you do. I'm sure the answer to this is yes. The very first issue of LO Profile magazine that you were a part of. What? Tell me a quick memory of that.
Just that dumb thing. It was in 2007. It was February. Where all the notes came together, all my little scratchy notes of hope of what I would love to do in the future for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it together in an objective and an itinerary and a process and procedures. And by May 1st, I had a staff assembled and we had our first staff meeting. And that came out in September, October of 2007, and it had August Bush on the cover.
Wow.
And he was doing so much at the lake
as
far as marketing, and the Anheuser-Busch brand was just growing.
Taking off,
crazy, And so that was our very first issue, and, I've got tons of memories from getting that thing started. And
I guarantee you had no idea. You had no idea that this was going to be as big as it became, and it is becoming still growing.
Yeah, you know, my hopes were that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a positive thinker. I think, you know, I always think, oh, this will, you know, like, honestly, I have registered LO profile in different cities, but they're GC, NY profile, mm-hmm. LA profile, Gulf Coast profile. So all of them, I was thinking on a grand scale when I started this thing, thinking I could franchise it out into other areas and using the two initials at the beginning of the name. So, okay. Yeah. You know?
Well, if you look through the next issue, the pictorial and all is in, Missy, or which one am I? Not to toot my own horn too much here, but
it's coming out. We'll have it on January 2nd.
Okay.
Just after the holidays, we'll have it on the racks. We'll get it,
right.
And then.
Did they send you a good picture of me?
Yes. Oh, I got your picture in
okay,
there.
Okay.
It's called Big Business, and you're in the media.
Okay.
And you're holding up a coffee cup or something.
That's the one. That's the one. Okay. I like that one. Good.
It looks as though you did your hair.
Well, I just got a haircut, so.
You aren't in your gym clothes.
No. I actually looked half decent for that picture that day. So, well.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the image. So it's good.
The November.
You didn't have to Photoshop everything.
No. The November December holiday issue is out now, but the January February is that the build? I'm sorry. You said that's the build issue. Is that correct?
No, January February is big business.
Big business.
That's
I'm sorry.
You're in it.
Big business.
Really?
Because I am big business. That's why, you know.
Yes, you are, sir.
I'm big mind my own business. That's probably what I ought to be.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You're in it, and it's coming out January 2nd with our launch social Thursday, January 4th in Jeff City at the Governor's Mansion. Look for the invitation.
All right.
And biggest thing ever is Profile wishes everyone a very merry, merry Christmas. And family time, memories that you can't get back, and of course,
right, that's for sure.
Great brand new year, okay?
Missy Pinkle from LO Profile Magazine. I would just say Merry Christmas to you and Coach Missy, I count you as a friend, and just wish you the very, very best for the new year as well.
Oh, thank you. I count you as a friend too, Kevin.
All right. Well, there's two I got now. See, there we go.
No. Yes.
I kid.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks, Missy. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, and thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.